A lot of people ask me how I got into comedy, you know, Jesse, what made you start trying to be a comedian? And what happened was, back when I was in college, I would wake up and I'd go to class and I would get coffee from this vending machine, and the paper cup would drop down and fill all the way to the top with this super hot coffee. But there's no lid and the cup was really thin, so no matter what I did the whole way to class, I was like burning the hell out of my hand. I was like, every day, for months. So finally I just dropped out. And here I am. I pay cash at the dentist. Free him. Actually, I haven't had health insurance for 9.5 years, which sounds stupid, but if you make it to 10, you win a free x-ray machine. That's something the x-ray corporations don't want you to know. Actually, I had to go to the doctor recently. I woke up one day with this like crazy rash all over my, and it turned out to be allergies. But at the time, I didn't know what it was. So I went to this doctor. I went to this place called Docs, and I walk in and I go, "Hey man, do you know what this is?" And he goes, "Huh? I don't know what that is. Tell you what, I'm gonna give you some pills, and if they don't work, you're gonna have to see somebody else." And he charged me $300, and it didn't work. And I did have to see somebody else, and I was furious. And I Googled this guy. I swear, I Googled my doctor's name, and I found out where he went to medical school. The name of the medical school that he went to was called the Autonomous University of Guadalajara. The Autonomous University of Guadalajara. And listen, I'm not a xenophobe. And I'm not saying you got to go to Harvard or Johns Hopkins to get a load of me. I'm just saying, you know, maybe go to a school that I've heard of before, or that sounds real, or doesn't have the word autonomous in it. Is this where you go when your scores aren't good enough for the Cancun fixie people place? Yeah, graduated at the Autonomous University of Guadalajara, and I did my residency over at Mi Casa Sioux Hospital. It's kind of a hut on the side of an active volcano. We got a lot of patients. Pretty standard stuff, though. You know, lava burns, donkey bites. We got a lot of donkey bites. Now, it's funny, when I first moved here and opened up my practice, I just thought everything was donkey bites. I'd say, sounds like you got donkey bites. You don't have a donkey? Well, how do you get up and down the volcano? That's what I'd say. Thank you. One of my many tricks.